This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Viking star receiver Justin Jefferson took part in some of yesterday's practice. It was his first on-field work in nearly a month. He says his recovery from the hamstring injury has gone well.
Just relying on the training staff and the head guys in that room to really get me to where I need to be. Being transparent with them and just talking to them on how I feel, if I'm feeling good, feeling bad, if I'm feeling sore the next day, and just really just being overly transparent and overly communicative.
More practice today for the Vikings. The Gophers wrap up fall camp today on campus. They'll begin implementing the game plan for next week's season opener against Buffalo later this week. Head coach PJ Fleck says of the visiting Bulls,
"They're coming in here to win the football game. You know, when you look at their schedule and you look at what Buffalo's got a chance for that group of five spot, when you look at it, I know that that's probably what they're talking about inside their walls. They got a chance for the group of five spot with that CFP, and you look at their schedule, it's very favorable towards them. They got everybody back. So when you look at it on paper, I'm sure that's what they're talking about."
The season opener is a week from Thursday. There are $10 tickets available on the Gopher webpage through noon today. The Twins were off last night. They host the A's tonight. Shortstop Brooks Lee hit a grand slam in Sunday's win over Detroit, and manager Rocco Baldelli says,
"Getting in those good hitters counts, I think, will always be part of that. It's like that for every hitter, but I think Brooks certainly is one of those guys that will continue to benefit from those types of at-bats."
The AAA Saints were off last night. They'll host Round Rock tonight in St. Paul. The Lynx are in New York. They'll take on the Liberty for a third straight game. Head coach Cheryl Reeves says her team fought hard to beat New York in Minneapolis on Saturday.
"They're just special in that they find a way to kind of get back centered to who they are. And the first five does it really well. It's a very, very special connected group in that way. And we're a hard team to break because of it.
This is MNN Sports.